It doesn't make itself known. Evil is slow, quiet, and patient. It is the shadow consuming a smoker's lung. It is the person who pretends to be your friend so they can silence you forever. Now she knew evil. And because of her, all those other girls would know it too. She threw the tablets to the back of her throat, the water to wash them down, part of the same movement. Her focus was lost as her eyes blurred with tears. Soon, for her at least, this would all be over. But evil doesn't stop. The shadow will still spread in silence. He was never going to stop with her. Chapter 1. 1 month later, a hotel just outside Dover, Tuesday. A Tuesday night, sitting on the same bar stool as so many nights before, Danny Evans could have no way of knowing his life was about to take another dramatic turn. The pub was called the Duke Inn, the name a nod to the military school that almost shared an entrance, but none of the grandeur. Though a separate building, the pub also served a hotel where Danny had booked a room that was just a short stumble away. Danny was pretty certain he was not the demographic of choice. In truth, the pub was more a restaurant aimed at families, and he might well have recognized himself as the eyesore at the bar if he had taken a moment to consider his surroundings. But now it was late. The families were gone. Only the drinkers were left. Another pint dropped in front of Danny. A shot glass followed, and his place among the drinkers was affirmed. He swept up the shot first, neat, dark rum that lingered in his throat. He swigged at the pint next, smacking his lips while the heat from the rum spread through his chest. 01. A stool scraped next to him, then creaked under the weight of a man taking the seat. Looking down, Danny could only see thick thighs in grey suit trousers over two-tone shoes, tan with a streak of blue through the middle that made Danny think of a classic car interior. Danny raised his eyes to the TV screen above them. He'd picked the bar stool in front of the television out of habit, but had only been vaguely aware of the football match showing. It had passed him by as a fuzz of green and an occasional word breaking through from familiar-sounding commentators, like having old friends talking to each other in a room while you sat on the periphery. "No idea, mate." Danny's words were his first for a while, and they made the roof of his mouth itch.
"I know you,"
the man said, suddenly seeming animated, pleased with himself. Danny lifted his head to look higher than the thighs. A grey suit jacket matched the trousers, wrapped round a man in his late 40s, maybe. He wore a shirt that was hanging open and crinkled like it had given up a tie. An expensive-looking watch gripped his wrist, the metal strap and matching cufflinks catching the light as he ran his fingers over pursed lips that stood out from the patchy grey beard. He was tan, too, despite it being February.
"Don't think so, mate," Danny replied.
"Evans, right? Danny Evans!"
Danny felt himself grimace. He'd come to hate the sound of his own name, especially when it meant he had been recognised.
"You play football for the town, the captain. You did a few seasons up at Gill's too, right? Like, you're a legend round it."
"Legend," Danny snorted.
He'd never felt further from the word.
"I'm right though, aren't I?"
"I've played a bit. Not no more though."
"Well, that's a shame. I used to get up Crabble a lot, me and my little girl. You were her favourite player. Proper no-messing centre-half. The beast, right? They called you after someone bit a piece of your ear off and you played on. I remember the pictures. You were covered in claret."
"That was a long time ago, and it was just a nick."
"A nick? Still living up to the name, I see. How about I get your next beer? You know, as a thank you."
Danny waved him away. "No need. I got paid. I got cheered. That was enough."
He stretched out his finger to rest.